Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Yontiv, everybody. And the excitement is in the air as we approach, Baruch Hashem, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Zman Simchaseinu. Let's begin, first of all, by reminding ourselves that we need to make an Erev Tavshilin again, the second time this season, because Baruch Hashem, we go from Wednesday night, tonight, Thursday, Friday, and then we go into Shabbos. And to enable us to prepare on Friday for Shabbos, we begin that preparation today by designating the Erev Tavshilin. Let's talk about the two mitzvos that are coming our way, and then, please God, afterwards, a little bit of the hashkafa that goes along with this Yom Tov. So, to begin with, we have the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basuka, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. And interestingly, if you take out a chumash and perhaps make a note and wish to bring it into the sukkah tonight, so I will show you something very interesting, that really there are two mechayvim, there are two separate obligations that govern our being in the sukkah this evening. The first one comes from tomorrow's Kriyas HaTorah, towards the end, in chapter 23, Pasuk 34, where the Torah teaches us, B'chamisha asar yom, that on the 15th day of the 7th month, Chag HaSukkos, it is the holiday of Sukkos, Shivas Yomim Lashem, 7 days for Hashem. Now, the rabbis learn out a very important Gzeirah Shavah, a common factor. When I have two phrases in the Torah, I apply the law of one to another. So as the Torah has by the 15th of the first month, the Yom Tov of Pesach, and I must eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Similarly, I must eat in the sukkah tonight. It's an obligation, and thank God we're not going to have the problem of R-A-I-N. So we have perhaps a different challenge, which we'll talk about, but first let's get the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah tonight, and I use the term eat because just as there's a obligation to eat matzah, many of the Rishonim learn that the obligation tonight is an obligation to eat in the sukkah. And interestingly, normally one is only obligated from the letter of the law to have a kibbetza worth of the 5 grains in the sukkah. Tonight, the standard, according to many, is of a lesser standard. Only a kezias is necessary, just like by matzah. However, there is another obligation for tonight, and that is on chapter 23, Pasuk 42. Take a look. Basukos teshvu shivas yomim. That you are to reside in a sukkah for 7 days. And our rabbis understand the term to reside teshvu ke'en teduru, as you would be in one's home. And we treat our home as the center of our activities, and so too the sukkah. Eating, sleeping, ideally should be in the sukkah as we do in the home. Now, there are several reasons why various persons are exempt from sleeping in the sukkah at night. Namely, number one, weather, if it is too cold. And secondly, the Ramah brings down that married men have a pitur, an exemption from sleeping in the sukkah, because one is to sleep, one is to be in the sukkah as they are in the home. And just as at home a married man sleeps with his wife in the same room, most often that is not available as an option in the sukkah. Women are not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah, and therefore that would be another exemption. During the day, if one wishes to take a nap, really one should take that nap on Yom Tov, this coming Shabbos as well, in the sukkah. It's really a treat to so do, I can tell you. So the point is that tonight there is a biblical obligation coming from these two different verses. The difference is how much does one have to eat in the sukkah when they make hamotzi. One opinion is a kezias is sufficient, and the other opinion says no, we should have a nice piece of challah bread tonight to comply with the basukos teshuvah. Now, I just want to get to one point. I hope this won't affect many people, but for those who might find it challenging to sit in the sukkah tonight because of the weather, I might suggest the following, that they should make kiddush in the sukkah, wash, make hamotzi and leshei basukah in the sukkah, and have a nice size piece of challah, a kabetza or more, in the sukkah. If they can, have a little something else with it, really not necessary. And then, once they've had a nice size piece of challah, by all means, if you can eat, by all means, eat other food as well. But if necessary, bench, right, then you've satisfied your mitzvah, and have the rest of your meal in the home, and preferably you'll have those foods which don't technically require sukkah, namely not of the five grains. Okay, so tonight an obligation. Think if there might still be some people, persons you can invite to come in and at least have kiddush and challah in the sukkah. Halavai, they should be able to eat with you as well. Apologize for calling late, but it's a big mitzvah to get as many people as you can in the sukkah this evening. So we have the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah tonight and tomorrow night. And we have as well the other biblical mitzvah, which is that of the Arba Minim. We take the four species, the Esrog, the Lulav, the Hadassim, and the Aravos. The Halacha says that these have to be yours. If you have your own set, wonderful. If not, you'll ask somebody in shul, and they will give it to you for the time for you to, quote, bench Esrog, to recite tomorrow. There are two blessings, Al Netilas Lulav and Shehechiyanu. When they give it to you, it is yours. You pick it up, and you shake from the letter of the law. Once you've picked it up, you've satisfied the biblical obligation. And that's why when you pick up the Esrog, the practice is just know what you're doing, why you're doing. You pick up the Esrog with the pitom, with the top part down. And you hold the lulav in your right hand, if you're righty, and the Esrog in your left hand. And you pick up the Esrog with the pitom down. If the Esrog does not have a pitom, then the top as to where the pito would be on that esrog. You recite the two blessings, and then you turn it over. Once you have turned it over and you're holding the four species together, you've satisfied the biblical mitzvah of ulakachtem. The Torah says, ulakachtem lachem, you are to take for yourself. And the idea is, some have the practice of benching esrog in the sukkah, others will bench esrog right before the recitation of Hallel, because we shake the lulav, known as the nanuim, in the Hallel. Ideally, when one benches esrog, at that time as well, they shake the nanuim in all four directions, up, and down as well. So these are the two biblical mitzvos that we have on this forthcoming Yom Tov. And let me just remind you, in terms of the Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the first of all, we read the book of Koheles on this Shabbos, Zman Simchasenu, our Yom Tov of joy, our Tanakh defines for us what is true joy. True joy is a person having a sense of serenity, a person having inner happiness, recognizing that it all comes from Hashem. Whatever I am supposed to have, I do have. What I'm not supposed to have, I don't have. I can't be jealous of anybody else. These are the beautiful factors which come out of Koheles. Been there, done it, had it all, says King Solomon. And therefore, we put things in the right perspective. Wow, teaching us what true simcha is. Ezehu, Oshir, who is really the rich one, Hasameach b'chelko, the one who is happy with his lot that he has, the one who truly recognizes that I have the ability to uplift every part of my life by incorporating and bringing Hashem, bringing His Torah and mitzvot into everything that we do. Well, okay, the Kriyas HaTorah, as I mentioned, the first 2 days are from Parshas Emor, whereby we read the Parsha of the Moedim, the holidays, and this coming Shabbos, we read from Parshas Kisisa, right, in the second Sefer, from Parshas, from Shmos, starting with chapter 33, Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, I'd like to share with you a few thoughts which I hope can help us appreciate this very special Yom Tov. First of all, regarding the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah tonight, the Bach points out that the Shulchan Aruch, when it tells us to sit in the sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch takes sides regarding what is the reason for our sitting in the sukkah. The Torah says we ought to remember that Hashem caused us to reside in sukkos when we were traveling in the desert, when we left Egypt. So Rabbi Akiva says it refers to actual huts that we built, and Rabbi Eliezer says no, it refers to the Anane Kavod, to the clouds of glory that Hashem enveloped us in during our stay in the desert. Now, interestingly, these clouds are called Anane Kavod, clouds of glory. Now, I'd like to ask the question that indeed Rav Olshin Shliter, in his Sefer Yerach Lemoadim, asks, why are they called Anane Kavod? These were Ananim, clouds of Hatzalah. They protected us. Why specifically clouds of Kavod, honor, glory? And he gives a very interesting answer. Indeed, let's take a step back. The Gemara in Tanis, Taftes, informs us that indeed Amram and Yocheved had three exceptional children, and in honor of these three children, Hashem performed for the Jewish people three constant miracles throughout our traveling in the desert. In honor of Moshe, we received the man, the food coming from heaven. In honor of Miriam, we received the Be'er, the rock which rolled along with them and gave the stone that gave the Jewish people their water in the desert. Interestingly, there is no holiday to commemorate the fact that we got the man. There is no holiday to commemorate the fact that we got the air, the water. Why is there a holiday in honor of Aaron? In his honor, we receive these clouds of glory. And the Sfasemis gives a very beautiful answer. He says, Hashem took us out of Egypt. Hashem put us in a desert. He, forgive me, had to feed us. He had to give us water to drink. These two were essentials, but the sukkah, the clouds of glory, which gave us air conditioning by day, which gave us heat by night, which means that in a desert environment where one could well expect that we would have quote-unquote next to nothing, and indeed Hashem could have given us some blankets for the night, He could have given us some sweaters for the evening, and could have given us the bare minimum. No, in just the environment called a desert, we had a five-star hotel, even better than a five-star hotel. Every night, our clothing were miraculously freshened up for us. The clothing grew with us. So many miracles were associated with these clouds of glory. Now, Rav Olshin gives the following beautiful answer. He says that, interestingly, what Hashem did for us was not only provide more than we needed, as we mentioned a moment ago, in terms of His hachnosas orchim, His hospitality, but in reality, the Rambam writes in chapter 14 of Hilchos Evel that beyond and the highest point of hachnosas orchim is not only to feed your guest, not only to give them lodging, to sleep over, but indeed to give them lovoya, to escort them. Why? Because food and drink and sleeping are giving and providing for their physical needs. However, when you walk a person and give them lavoya, escort, you are tending, catering, and showing that they have self-worth. It's not only something physical, but they are spiritual. Basically, we are escorting their neshama, and each individual has their own unique neshama. Whoa! So that it's not only a physical act that you provided with your Hachnosas Orchim, but this goes a step beyond. And this going of beyond in catering to their neshama that you are giving each individual that visits you, and you walk them, and this is a very important aspect of hospitality, and therefore, wow, that is what Hashem did. Now, the word kavod is referring oftentimes to the neshama. So, for example, the man yizarmecha kavod, we say daily at the end of Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, that our kavod, our soul, should praise Hashem. The word kavod refers to the soul. So the ananei kavod, the clouds which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used for protecting the Jewish people in the desert, was not only for their physical protection, but it also gave each individual this affirmation of self-worth. And that's why the Mechilta in Parshas Bishalach reads as follows, that the way we act, that's the way Hashem act towards us. And since we find in Bereishis that Avram escorted the angels that came to visit him, not knowing until the end when they communicate to him that Sarah's going to have a baby, Avram thinks that they are men, and he gives them hospitality and escorts them. The Torah teaches us that Avram holech imam lishalcham. Avram walked with them to escort them. They were going to Sodom. And therefore, what Avram did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu escorted us in the desert, as it says in chapter 13 in Shmos, Hashem holech lifneihem. Hashem literally went before them yomam by day, ba'anmud anan, literally with the cloud. So the cloud was a form of not only protection, but escorting. Whoa, Hashem escorted us, and we remember this wonderful, quote, hospitality that Hashem went beyond the physical, represented by the man and the be'er, but went beyond with the sukkah by even giving us this boost of recognition of our soul. I'm going to just give one more quick explanation for the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and that is, we know on Yom Kippur, Hashem said, Salachti kedvarecha to Moshe, I forgive the Jewish people. That was on the 10th. On the 11th of the month of Tishrei, Moshe told the Jewish people that Hashem has asked us, the Jewish people, to erect a Mishkan, a sanctuary. The word went out on 12, 13, and 14, that the people should bring whatever was necessary. By the end of 14, on day 14 already, they had more than enough. Moshe said, stop bringing. And on day 15, they started to build the sanctuary to Hashem. Ah, so too, on day 15, which is tonight, tomorrow, we celebrate the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And I close with the idea, based upon the paragraph which we began with back in chapter 23 in Vayikra, verse 34, the pasuk ends, Shivas Yomim, holiday of Sukkos, 7 days, Lashem. Lashem, the rabbis teach us, means that just as an animal sanctified for a korban, for an offering, has sanctity, so too there is sanctity to the sukkah. And therefore, the practice is we do not bring pots and pans into the sukkah. We have a table outside from which we serve and bring the food inside. We do not bring a garbage pail into the sukkah because there is a sense of sanctity, and therefore one should treat the sukkah accordingly to appreciate, wow, that we have the ability to bring Hashem into His divine presence, into the sukkah. There's so much more, but I take this opportunity to wish everybody a Zman Simchaseinu. Enjoy the mitzvos, enjoy the Yom Tov, and we pray, as we say in our davening, Ufros Aleinu Sukkas Shlomecha, that the Yom Tov of Sukkos is representative of the shalom, of the peace for Klal Yisrael. We pray that there's going to be true shalom in Eretz Yisrael. May the hostages be returned speedily to the family and the rest of Klal Yisrael that's anxiously awaiting them. May the soldiers come back very quickly in good health, and we should be zocher, indeed, all of Klal Yisrael, for a true Shnas Geula v'Yeshua, to hear Besuros, Tovos, Yeshuos, v'Nechamos. Wishing Nachum and his family, and indeed the entire family of JM in the AM, a wonderful Yom Tov, a joyous Zman Simchaseinu to all.